This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Yellowstone National Park officials say they've received much criticism for their decision to euthanize a grizzly bear that killed a Montana man this past summer. Kerry Gunther is Yellowstone's lead bear management biologist. Gunther says he and other park staff received hundreds of emails and phone calls. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Gunther described most of the correspondence as hate mail and some thinly veiled threats stirred up by inaccurate information spread on social media. Lance Crosby of Billings was hiking alone in the park and without bear spray when he was killed in August by a grizzly bear. Park officials say the circumstances warranted putting the bear down. The bear's cubs were sent to a zoo in Ohio. A whitefish man wants to withdraw his plea in an arson case after a judge says he would not accept the plea agreement. The Flathead Beacon reports that James Wallace Langley pleaded no contest in January to arson for an October 2013 fire at the home of his former girlfriend in Whitefish. The plea agreement called for a 6-year deferred sentence. District Judge Robert Allison said he would not follow the plea agreement and would not allow Langley to withdraw his plea before sentencing him to 10 years with the Department of Corrections. Langley's attorney, Colin Stevens, filed an appeal November 11th, arguing that state sentencing laws provide a defendant with an opportunity to withdraw a plea if the judge rejects the plea agreement. Montana is one of 5 states that have already prohibited online fantasy sports leagues like DraftKings and FanDuel. The others are Arizona, Iowa, Louisiana, and Washington. The Great Falls Tribune reports that in 1972, the state rewrote its constitution to say that all gambling activities are illegal except for those games that are specifically authorized by the legislature or by an initiative of the people. State law allows for fantasy sports leagues but prohibits internet gambling and the use of a credit card to place a wager. Both are central components of the games FanDuel and DraftKings offer. An LL flight headed to Los Angeles made an emergency landing in Montana Sunday morning after the crew reported a warning light indicated a fire in one engine. However, the Billings Gazette reports there was no visible fire when the Israeli airline flight landed safely before 6 a.m. at the Billings Airport. Officials say there were about 280 passengers and crew on the Boeing 777. Passengers say the plane was headed to Los Angeles from Tel Aviv when it hit turbulence. Shortly after that, a flight attendant announced the pilots had seen a warning light and that the plane would land in Billings. A man convicted of taking more than $26,000 in cash and merchandise from a Ronan feed store where he worked is appealing a judge's order that he pay restitution. John Cresswell Dovey argues that the store's losses were mostly covered by insurance. The Daily Interlake reports the judge said she didn't see why Dovey should benefit because the feed store has insurance, and she welcomed clarification from the Supreme Court. Another month and another record for Yellowstone National Park. The National Park Service reports just over 252,000 people visited the park in October. That's 29% more than the previous October record. The Park Service says the record visitation in October may be the result of both marketing and unseasonably warm weather during that month. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.